Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 23rd of April. US President Trump has been demonstrating the art of the retreat in the face of growing investor concerns about their policy direction. There was a retreat, or perhaps a partial retreat, over the independence of the US Federal Reserve, with Trump saying they had, quote, no intention of firing Fed Chair Powell. Of course, it's not yet certain that Trump can legally fire Fed Chair Powell, and if the president's actions elsewhere signal either that they could fire the Fed Chair or would ignore laws preventing them from firing the Fed Chair, markets would still have grounds for concern. There was then a signal of a retreat over the onerous taxes of US consumers of goods from China. Treasury Secretary Bessent made some positive noises. These have to carry relatively little weight in the markets as the US political system has moved towards the imperial presidency model. But then Trump said they would be, quote, very nice to China in any trade talks that took place and that tariffs could fall significantly. Markets reversed their negative positions on these comments, and it does reinforce the idea that while things may get worse in the near term, the coming US slowdown and market reactions should help to push back against the more extreme policy positions. However, retreating from policies does not return the United States to the positive economic position it enjoyed at the start of this year. This erratic threaten-retreat policy cycle creates uncertainties. Markets cannot assume the Fed remains independent with the same degree of confidence that existed just 3 months ago. Markets still have to factor in very high taxes on US consumers and businesses from the tariffs in the near term. And for uncertainty amongst consumers and businesses to have negative economic consequences later this year. Some of this uncertainty is likely to be picked up in the Fed's Beige Book of Economic Anecdotes, the economic profession's Hello magazine of gossip. This is not a survey as such, but it is still going to be subject to political and other biases. Businesses that speak with their regional Federal Reserve know that their views are going to be heard by policymakers, and so they may skew their views to a more extreme version in order to try and push policy in a direction that is favourable to their business. That will then be caught up in the Beige Book process. There is also an editing process that takes place, and that too allows for a certain slant to the narrative. Nonetheless, markets are likely to pay particular attention to this month's anecdotes as they reflect the uncertainties that erratic policy setting from the administration has created. Pricing will also get attention, as it is the second round effects of trade taxes that create much of the current inflation uncertainty. We also have a plethora of central bank speakers. No fewer than 14 are on the agenda today. Bailey and Pill of the Bank of England perhaps offer most interest to markets, as there is the potential for uncertainty over the speed of UK rate cuts. Federal Reserve speakers do offer some insights, but the uncertainty around administration policy and the nature of the damage to the economy mean that forward-looking comments from members of a data-dependent Federal Reserve must have less certainty to them. ECB comments follow from Lagarde, signalling downside risks to growth yesterday, alongside the potential for disinflation, with the entirely predictable uncertainty about the impact of trade taxes. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.